I think Google and its kind of skeleton will always make sense for us as kind of the core engine that we're building our tools around, especially the calendaring tool as the most extreme example. So the calendaring tool that we use for scholars to each have their own personalized schedule, where they're going from Grove Center to Grove Center to small group classroom to large group classroom, et cetera. The guts of that, the data behind it, is all powered by the Google Calendar API, so that teachers can just schedule a lesson, like literally using Root's email addresses for all the scholars, for a small group lesson or for a large group lesson or for recess, for kind of every part of their day. We're using Google Calendar for a lot of that. And so that, to me, will always make sense, that we don't need to create Google Calendar. Like, Google spent a lot of money and time creating Google Calendar, and they're always improving the interface and how it works. You know, I think for us to shift our core competency from being a really phenomenal school to being a phenomenal school and a, like, side team that develops software, like, doesn't make a ton of sense for us, at least at this stage. So, you know, I never want to duplicate something that's already out there, because it's just going to be extra resources for us to maintain it and to grow with it. So if Google's going to handle the calendaring and the API and the data behind that, that's great for us. What might change, and what I think will change a lot as we learn more and our kids get older and kind of continue to push us on how we're personalizing learning for them, is the skin on top of that. So, like, the interface and, you know, how scholars are experiencing the tool.